This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Well,
what?
Are you going to apologize?
For what?
You know for what?
For what?
The text board has lit up.
Lit up. One text.
No.
Lit up.
No. You're wrong again. Here, I'm going to give you a piece of paper. I want a written apology.
Here, right there.
Write that. I want a written apology.
What are we correcting exactly?
The Rice Owls, Figgy, do in fact say hootie hoo.
Where is the text on that?
There's several texts on that.
There's one. Yes, thank you, Lopez. Hootie hoo.
Yes.
That's all. Keep reading. See. That's all I see.
Come on now.
That's all I see. Yeah.
Right where this piece of paper.
Talking about Hootie Who Outcast. Yeah, there's only one. There's only one text on Rice.
No, there's not. There's more than one.
There's one. I see one. Figgy, how many you see?
I want a written apology.
I didn't really care that much about it.
Look, they're back to back. There's one. Yes, thank you, Lopez. Hootie Who. Damn right, Landlock. Hootie Who. I mean, come on. Start writing.
There's two.
No, there's
Hootie Who.
There's a bunch.
8-2, 0-7-8-2, and 0-5-7-9. Are you guys actually going to the Rice-Texas game? That would be a question.
You're,
I guess,
not,
we're
going to
do Rice trivia tomorrow here on In the Loop. We'll do that at 10:40 before the war room. We're going to have the war room at noon. Five former NFL players coming in. The Texans are going to use virtual reality to prepare for the 2019 season. Here is Bill O'Brien talking about virtual reality helping the Texans prepare for games.
It's a big wall where the camera, you know, gives you basically the picture, not a live picture, but basically a game shot of what the front is, what the coverage is, and then, or if it's on defense, what the formation is, what the blocking scheme is, what the route is. It's, and then the players stand there in front of it, and somebody's running the clicker. And then the play is run, and then they step to their assignments, and it's awesome. And it's, the players love it.
I love it.
How helpful is this going to be?
I think it's going to be really helpful. I really, really do. You've done, I'm assuming you've done some virtual reality. I mean, just how real it is uncanny. And I think in terms of football, you can line up old school and say, okay, so this guy is probably going to do this, and this guy's going to do that. How are you going to react? Well, you know, what are your assignments? Where do you go to block? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think when you actually see it, it just resonates. I mean, we're such a visual society, you know, and not even just lately. You know, things visually are always so much easier to understand. So I'm with you. I'm with him, I should say. I think it's absolutely going to help you play better. You don't think so?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much this helps. I don't know how much more valuable this is to actually studying tape. I would think maybe if there's guys who don't like to traditionally study tape,
mm-hmm.
maybe the kids these days that grew up playing video games and grew up more interactive with like the shooter games, the Madden and all that kind of stuff, maybe this will help them have the desire to break down tape. But maybe I'm just being an old curmudgeon. I just feel like traditional film study and traditional tape and the view that you have, the coach's film, I just feel like that's always going to be the most valuable asset. This can be an asset, but I don't think traditional tape is like in jeopardy of being replaced. It might be an alternative.
I think this is a complimentary piece. You're still going to want to see the all 22 just so you can see how certain teams react to what a defense is giving you or vice versa, what an offense is doing to a defense. But then when you actually, you know, get in, so you watch that, you learn your assignments, you're out on the practice field. But then when you actually stand at the middle linebacker position or the safety or cornerback positions or wide receiver and you see what's going on, I mean, it just I love this. I think some college teams are doing it too. I want to say that I've read a couple things about that. But I love this. I absolutely do. You're a curmudgeon.
I just don't. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how this works. I mean, it could it could work. I just don't. I don't know exactly how exactly this is going to add. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I think maybe the Texans are a little ahead on this, but I don't know. I just don't know why it's necessary. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what the dividends are. And I don't know how you measure how good this works. But in the spirit of this, I want to discuss 713-572-4610, the most unnecessary technology in everyday life. What is the most unnecessary technology that you experience that is not needed? 713-572-4610. I'm going to start now with the self-flushing toilet. I'm not saying
that's a godsend for stadiums.
It's not necessary. I think everyone should have awareness to be able to flush a toilet. I don't understand. And a lot of times it malfunctions and it goes off. The self-flushing toilet to me seems a little bit unnecessary.
You're insane.
Seems unnecessary.
I mean, if it weren't for self-flushing toilets, I would not go into a convenience store bathroom. Because so many numbskulls out there are just either drunk or whatever and refuse to flush. But thank goodness there's a self-flushing toilet at truck stops and convenience stores. You are insane. Insane. Figgy, what is he thinking?
Yeah.
Self-flushing toilet, not necessary.
It's absolutely necessary.
I still have faith in people doing the right thing. You have any unnecessary technology?
One comes to mind, and I thought, well, this is... You know, this is kind of going to be something that you disagree with. I don't think you need Bluetooth earpieces. I really don't think you need Bluetooth earpieces. I think you're just showing off.
Are you really even showing off at this point?
Yeah.
Like, who you're looks right. at Bluetooth you're right. and say those are cool? I think there was a point like 15, 20 years ago, but the Bluetooth earpiece now just doesn't seem too necessary. We got a lot of listeners who rock the Bluetooth earpiece, though.
I got two more. When you asked me this... three immediately came to mind.
Talking about unnecessary technology here on In the Loop.
And I don't know if it's technology or just inventions, because the other two, only one of them is actually technological.
0061 says, I like Ebola. Landry likes Ebola.
So I don't think you need Bluetooth earpieces. I mean, some people tend to use them more than others.
Yeah, but some.
Yeah. Race car! Come on, Figgy.
Figgy, do you have a Bluetooth earpiece?
Come on.
No, I don't.
I'm just asking.
All right. Foot massagers.
Now you're tripping.
Dude.
Now you're tripping.
you get it for Christmas, and 10 years later, you put it in a garage sale without ever using it. Those ones where you have to put the water in there, and you're supposed to sit there. And I've thrown about three of those away over the years, or put them in a garage sale.
Someone says the electric can opener.
That's a good one.
No, the one that you push down is good, though. I think it's good. You want to twist it, actually?
We haven't had one in a long, long time.
Probably don't eat much canned food, though.
No, we don't. You're right. We don't. Now, this isn't technology, but you kind of opened up a can of worms here, because I've always believed the most useless piece of clothing in the history of clothing.
Give me a hint.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I mean, some people use them, but by and large, they just stay hanging in the closet. Think about it.
What?
Robes.
That's not technology, though.
That's what I'm saying. One of them was not technology, but you got me started to think. Robes are a waste of time.
Women love robes.
Come on.
I'm serious.
I know, but what guy wears a robe? What guy wears a robe?
Hugh Hefner?
Okay. That's not even a robe. It's a smoking jacket or whatever they call them. Robes are a complete waste of time. You got a robe for Christmas, they don't care about you. They could care less about you.
Let's go to Delwyn. Loophole Delwyn. Delwyn, give us something.
What's up, people? How y'all doing today, man?
Terrific.
The thing I'm talking about here is the refrigerator. You can text or message to find out if you're low on something or whatever.
What?
I've seen that. Yep. I've seen those. They're relatively new. Like, do we need milk or whatever?
You know what else? How bad do you really need to order your groceries?
I like that. I've never done it, but I think it empties out the grocery store. I like to see those little HEB people, little mostly you know,
yeah,
youngsters.
Yeah, going through the carts.
They're going. That's a saver for
going
me.
Going through the grocery store is a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
I love walking through
the grocery store, but it's less crowded that way. And by the way, somebody said no Bluetooth. Do you want truck drivers on their phone without Bluetooth? I'm saying Bluetooth
the
earpiece.
The walk-around earpiece.
Those are a waste of time.
Yeah, the Bluetooth in the car you need.
Mm-hmm.
The earpiece is what we're talking about is the unnecessary technology. Figgy's got one.
So the whenever I go to Chick-fil-A, they got the trash cans that open up by itself.
What is that?
That's so
what
pointless.
Is that?
That's a waste of time.
I use one. I have
one.
You
got to wave your hand in front of it.
Well, when you're cooking and you have like a bunch of stuff that you're about to throw away, I wave my elbow or something over it, and then you can just dump it in. No, I use that one.
Someone just said apartment gates. What are you, a criminal? Like, are you the one that broke into my car the other day?
You know what's also kind of...
Talking about pointless technology on In the Loop.
I'm not going to say they're useless, but I think they're overrated.
Someone said condoms. Is that Cecil Shorts? Is that the second time he's texted the show?
It might be Cecil. Fitbits.
By the way, happily married. Fitbits? What is it?
They're a waste
first
of time.
They're a waste of time. First of all, let me say this.
Why don't you just get your ass up and start running?
Let me just say this. you know the thing about Fitbits?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're accurate. I don't think they're 100% accurate.
They're a complete waste of time.
I don't think you can measure how many calories you burn based on a Fitbit.
I think
Fitbits, I don't think it's possible.
I totally agree. I think Fitbits justify you eating like a pig. Because like I got 7,000 steps in today. 7,000 steps is nothing.
Bro,
yeah.
That's the worst is when someone's like not working out or anything and they go eat pizza, then they go eat like cheeseburgers, and then they come in, they're like,
well, I was productive today. I got my 11,500 steps in.
It's like, what? Like, you walked. I'll walk from here to downtown. Like, I think they could be good for a
runner. Like, if you run 5Ks or you just run every day, you can see, you know, measure how far you went.
Oh, you walked.
But if you're just walking around eating pizza, what the hell you need a Fitbit for? It's not doing anything.
Someone said radio. That's pretty hurtful, man. It's pretty hurtful. JR, the UPS guy, what up?
Yeah, John Lopez, man, I wanted to express my indignation for you saying that Bluetooth earpieces are not needed, man. Apparently, you did not look globally. UPS drivers, all courier drivers, we need them. I got boxes in my hand right now, and I'm talking to y'all.
How about that?
Okay, JR the
UPS
guy.
There are exceptions to every rule.
JR the UPS guy.
There are exceptions to every
rule.
He
sounds like he might like the Bluetooth earpiece.
Really?
Race car! Good God. Love you, JR. JR is hilarious. He is right. No, I will say UPS guys need that and mail guys probably because they're carrying the boxes and stuff.
Yeah, he's doing it right now.
I'm talking about the cat at the grocery store just sitting there on the Bluetooth chatting and stuff. By the way, you talked about the bragger yesterday at the airport that always has to talk about what a deal he is.
He's always on
you know what the college equivalent is of that?
What?
The person that goes into clothes. Oh, my God. I got so drunk yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I had 8 shots. I had 10 whiskey cokes. Oh, I didn't even remember what happened after last night. Someone says 3D TV.
That's a good one.
Is that not necessary?
How many
necessary?
Of your friends have 3D TV?
I don't know.
I mean,
not that I know.
Who want to see something in 3D?
I don't want to wear no glasses when I'm at
I know,
home watching
exactly.
TV. Like, what? The movie theater, too, is weird. I don't want to put glasses on while I'm at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why it never caught on.
Yeah, it doesn't really
I don't know if
make
I,
a ton of
I don't
sense.
Know if I want to drive behind this guy. He goes blinkers.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on
yeah,
now.
Stay off the road. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans 5 days away from the start of the season. The NFL season begins tomorrow. Let's talk Texans Think No Fear. Now that the roster's been changed a little bit, our thoughts, our knows, our fears, 5 days away from the start of the season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.